South Dakota welcomed more than 12,000 babies last year, and fewer than 60 of them died. That means for every 1,000 live births, fewer than 5 babies die. The year before, it was more than 7. Colleen Winter with the South Dakota Department of Health says people can prevent many infant deaths with a combination of healthy decisions that prioritize safety.
There really isn't one single strategy that makes the biggest difference. It's really a set of strategies that really are needed to make an impact on our rates.
Winter and other health leaders called the infant mortality rate the gold standard for broadly assessing health in communities. She says death before age 1 can indicate health concerns during pregnancy and within family situations. Winter says, for example, eliminating tobacco use improves wellness in babies and their parents.
Illnesses that are linked to tobacco use are preventable. And then, of course, any of our work to really help women find early prenatal care to, first of all, to be aware of the signs and symptoms of pregnancy so that they can get in early for prenatal care.
Winter says safe sleep environments are critical to lowering South Dakota's infant mortality rates. Health department leaders say unsafe conditions contribute to more than half of the state's baby deaths. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.